Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today our show is on blood work, the blueprint to your health. Dr. Prather, you recommended three tests that everyone should have every year. The three tests are a hair analysis, the GI Effects Stool Kit, and the Prather Profile Blood Analysis. Why are these tests necessary every year?
If you actually get the blood test, find out what's going on in the gut, and then also get the hair analysis, then you have the basic physiology of the body. Hmm. But if you get all three of those, then you know it may not give you exactly what needs to be done, but it certainly will cover everything so that you know in which direction to go. That's one of the most important things. If you don't know what's wrong with the patient, there's no way to actually be able to fix them.
Right. We talked about, you know, once you do this, the blueprint. And why do you call it the blueprint to your health?
Whenever you have a blueprint, you have to start out at the beginning. And if you don't have a good blueprint, as you build the house, it's going to be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of people actually feel that their healthcare is like.
Oh, yeah.
That there's a lot of guessing going on, and let's try this, let's try this, let's look in through here. Whereas if I have those three things, I know exactly what's going on and which direction to go.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. And we talked about once you have that blueprint and you know what's going on through the diagnostics, then the treatment can be fairly easy.
Well, then you've actually got some great results. That's when we're really going on it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most important things is that the doctor knows what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's awfully scary if you don't know what the problem is.
Right.
But once you know, once you've eliminated, found out which direction to go, then that makes a great deal of feeling of hope at that point.
I know one of my questions when a patient comes out after you've reviewed their labs, have you had all your questions answered? That's very important, making sure they understand, because there's a lot of information.
We
encourage them to bring a significant other. Four ears are always better than two. We know that in our case, what you hear and what I hear sometimes are two different things. And patients, there's just a relief sometimes.
Yeah, there is. And oftentimes it's not as bad as what they thought. And then also you have a clear direction to go. And whenever you have a clear direction and you have something that you can recheck on to make sure the improvement's being made, then that's a very reassuring aspect.
We're going to talk about what's called the Prather Profile. It's comprehensive blood work. And Dr. Prather, before we go on to that, though, let's talk about your credentials, especially when it comes to interpreting lab work.
Well, I took the Diplomat and American Board of Chiropractic Internists and took over 600 hours of reading blood tests as part of our program. And to get a medical degree, you have 15 hours. So, you know, we had
just
a very
15 hours.
Yeah, we just had a very comprehensive reading of blood tests to be able to interpret it. And it's not just an interpretation of the normal route that the medical doctors do.
Mm-hmm.
We actually get quite a bit more information out of the blood test because we're looking at it in a totally different type of way. As we look at that, then we can actually get an image of what's going on inside the patient, which direction to go. And as people came in, and they even bring in blood work that has been done elsewhere, and they heard from their doctor that everything was normal. And I come up with about four or five things that actually explain their symptoms. They said, well, why didn't my doctor actually say these things?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because even the labs were saying that they were abnormal. And I said, well, you know, it's looking at it in a totally different type of way.
Yeah, explain that more. What you're looking at different than the disease care model. We talk about this on the radio all the time.
Sure.
Our model is considered structure function under the FDA. They classify healthcare into two fields, disease care model and structure function, which we fall under more the structure function model.
Absolutely. And I tell them, well, what the doctor is looking for is a disease process. And disease is a set of symptoms that you can put together, and there's gold standards to be able to actually classify as things as a disease. But if things aren't in homeostasis, they actually ignore them. So if it doesn't follow a classic pattern of disease, then even though that there might be some abnormals in there, that's not something that they actually consider. Mm-hmm. Because when you are actually treating with pharmaceuticals, what you are doing is you are treating a set of symptoms with a pharmaceutical that actually changes the symptomatology. Whereas we are looking at blood work in a homeostasis type of pattern. What that means is that they're in balance. So we're actually looking for a perfect position of the blood test. And as we can achieve that, then people actually achieve health. Mm-hmm. When those levels are off, then that's an imbalance and that needs to be improved. So we are looking at finding that physiological perfection. And as you can achieve that, then people actually start to get into a healthy model. And the medical doctors aren't trained or even have the exposure to look at blood tests in that type of manner. Mm-hmm. So it's a very foreign concept. And as I talk to medical doctors, it's actually a little bit more difficult for them to understand. But the results actually speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just the training, you're saying you have, with your Diplomat of American Board,
chiropractic internist.
Right, 600 hours.
Sure.
Of studying. So you're looking way beyond the reference ranges.
Correct? Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, sometimes the liver enzymes right now in the reference ranges that they are giving aren't actually within the what we consider homeostasis. Mm. So what they consider abnormal is actually normal for normal functioning.
Right, and those liver, I mean, liver is very important.
Very important for the basic health of the individual. So as we're looking at this, this is a totally different type of a picture. How I interpret the blood test is totally different. And the way that we even approach the process of taking care of it is completely different. Mm-hmm. So I've had many patients come in, and I had a patient not too long ago, came in and said, well, I've had blood tests. I really, you know, have had quite a bit, and everybody says it's all normal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, why should I go on ahead and recheck that? And I said, well, you know, bring in your lab tests. We'll take a look at it. And they said, well, I happen to have it here. Brought it out. And one of the first things that we saw is that they had a low-functioning immune system. They had their absolute lymphocytes count at a level that was actually causing immune system. She was actually in chronic fatigue. And I said, you know, well, you've got a terrific abnormality right here. Mm-hmm. That these are the symptoms that actually occur. And she said, well, those are my symptoms. Why didn't my doctor talk to me about that? And I said, well, you don't take a pharmaceutical to treat a low immune system. Mm. There isn't anything that they can do about that. Mm-hmm. So they actually ignore it.
Wow.
And so we...
Because it's that disease care model.
Because it's a disease care model. You know,
we want to help people before they get to that disease.
Because with a lowered immune system, I mean, you're going to get all sorts of things. Cancer is a very common type of thing that will occur mm-hmm. with a weakened immune system. And so she was feeling terrible. And we gave some products and, you know, her immune system popped up and all of her symptoms went away. Mm. So just because you've already had an evaluation on your blood test and been told that things are normal doesn't mean that they are. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you need someone who actually interprets them in a structure function manner as opposed to a disease model.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about the Prather profile, which was actually named by the lab. So we're going to talk about our blood work, the blueprint to your health.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology. What professionals out there use the rapid release technology?
It was invented by a chiropractor, and chiropractors actually are really quite innovative and have come up with quite a few devices. So chiropractors obviously were the first ones to start using it. Physical therapists, occupational therapists, massage therapists are also using it. Athletic trainers,
the NFL, NBA.
NBA, NHL, PGA. So it's very important for sports. A lot of Olympic athletes are using that to maintain the function of their body. So for sports, for recovery, even after surgeries, headache clinics are using it.
I've even taken the softer head over someone's cranium and that back occiput area.
Sure.
And, you know, we have sutures in our skull and work the sutures with it. The headache people just love that.
You just see people kind of drifting off.
Uh-huh.
So during the treatment, if you're not careful, I mean, people are just going to fall asleep on you.
That's all right. TMJ, using that small head.
Yeah, and temporomandibular joint syndrome can be very, very devastating to people. Getting that under control can really help out. One of the things that's very interesting is that we used it for people with depression even. One of the things that occurs with depression, pain can kind of kick that off. And then also the levator scapula. As you release that, then all of a sudden people can start breathing.
Those are up in the neck area, that upper back.
We call those the tension muscle mm-hmm. headaches. Getting that release can actually change people's anxiety levels and decrease their depression levels.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid-release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid-release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER2020 for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health radio listeners. The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Did COVID-19 have to be inevitable?
That is a big question. In other words, were there things that could have been done? But once it reached a certain point, it was inevitable. When it actually occurred in China, there could have been a complete isolation of that area and kept it from spreading. There is a huge investigation because the information that was coming out of Wuhan, China, was obviously not correct. There was a suppression of the people who were actually sounding the warning signs about it. There was intimidation and arrests of doctors who were trying to let people know. That was the time where a lockdown would have actually been very effective. So if we would have locked that down, did the things that we needed to do, if the World Health Organization would have been able to step in there, seen what was happening, take the appropriate steps, we would not have the COVID-19 situation that we have now.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Today our show is on blood work, the blueprint to your health. And Dr. Prather, we're talking specifically about the Prather Profile Blood Analysis, a comprehensive test which you recommended that everyone should have annually. First, you didn't name it. Well, the lab named it, correct?
Correct. What I did was I gave a profile that basically covered every aspect of someone's health. This was actually something that I kind of formulated from the Diplomat American Board of Chiropractic Internists as I was taking that. And Dr. Guyton, who was Guyton's physiology, actually had a suggested blood test that he felt would cover most everything that was actually going on. Put that together with a few additions and came up with what the lab calls called the Prather Profile. And I gave them that profile and said, this is a profile that I would like to have special pricing on, because for patients who are coming in on a yearly basis, want to check up on their overall health, or we have an unexplained type of a health condition that people have been trying to figure out, haven't been able to, then I could do this blood test and almost always figure out exactly which area was the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And gave that to them, and they said definitely that they would be able to get some special pricing for me, and so it's cheaper for my patients. But they said, wow, that's a pretty good profile. Do you mind if we offer that to other people? And I said, no, that would be fine, you know, because I feel that that's something that could be very useful. And they named it the Prather Profile. So I've actually met with other doctors before and talked to them and said, you're Dr. Prather, are you the Prather of the Prather Profile? And I said, yeah, because, you know, they get a list of different profiles. And so it's actually now a national profile. That is offered.
They think your first name's Prather and your last name's Profile.
Yeah, right.
Didn't we have that with our son? In football, he was called Prather, and parents thought that was his first name.
So, you know, we have the Prather profile, and that's something that's been useful not only for me, but actually for quite a few doctors.
Yeah, and this Prather profile, it checks every organ system in the body. Is that true?
It does. It really gives an excellent overall picture mm-hmm. on someone's health, and I can do that and almost always pick up at least which direction that we should be going with the patient.
Mm-hmm. I know patients will say, well, can I see the test that is in the Prather profile, and it's front and back full. I said, it's not only this first page, but it checks everything on the second page.
Sure.
Yeah. It's very, very thorough and comprehensive. Also want to let patients know, because we are in network now with most insurances, it's also covered by the insurance now.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk about who should get a Prather profile.
Well, one of the things that we look at with a Prather profile is that actually is something that's suggested for everyone on a yearly basis. So I encourage all my patients, no matter what their health condition, is to get that Prather profile done at least once a year. Mm-hmm. So this should be a part of really everyone's yearly checkup. And that's not only myself. Dr. Guyton, in his writing, said that this type of a profile should be done on a yearly basis. So the top physiologists also agree with me that that is something that should be done on a yearly basis. But anyone who has any type of a condition that is unexplained, not sure what's going on, unexplained symptoms, all sorts of different types of things that are going on. Mm-hmm. Having that blood work done is a very important part of their health. And just as an example, I had a mother brought in a 12-year-old daughter and said that, you know, my daughter is just not being able to perform in school. She did terrible on the medication. You know, they had tried Concerta, Adderall, those types of things to help her to concentrate with very, very poor results. And, you know, I was wondering if there was something natural that could be done to help her to perform better. You know, she just can't seem to, you know, is there something physically going on? And I said, well, first thing I want to do is a blood test. And she said, well, you know, what could be wrong with a 12-year-old? Mm. And I said, oh, you know, that's a very, very big changing time. You know, they're growing. They're changing, their hormones are coming in. You know, that's mm-hmm. probably one of the most stressful times as we well-known teenagers.
Right.
You know, it's not just us who are stressed, but also them. Mm-hmm. And we did the blood test, and we found that she was a low iron. Mm. And I said, well, you know, showed her the literature where low iron can actually cause attention deficit problems. Got her on some iron, and it was a couple of days before that little girl changed.
Wow.
You know, wow. And she was right back to where she was on performance before. But, you know, there was extra stress that was going on. She had just, her levels of iron were just way too low for her to be able to concentrate.
Right. You're not going to be able to concentrate. You're not going to feel good.
Sure. Headaches. You do a blood test if someone's on, you know, is having problems with headaches. And we have found all sorts of reasons for that. A congested liver, gallbladder that's inflamed. We've found pancreatic problems, kidney issues.
And that can all
immune
stem
system.
Or cause the headache.
All of those things can actually cause headaches. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you have headaches, finding out exactly what the blood test says. Back pain can be an issue that we need to do blood tests for. Mm-hmm. We find kidney problems is a very common type of issue that can actually occur on that. We find an inflammatory process with a weakened immune system. There are so many different types of things that are going on. Any complaint that you have, having a good blood test with that is very important to find out, because it gives a world of information on mm-hmm. exactly what you're looking for, and you never know exactly what might be the problem.
Well, what about prevention also? You know, you're suggesting this on an annual basis. I know I do that. You do on an annual basis just
to make sure everything's good, yes. Because the best way to actually prevent any types of, fighting any type of disease is prevention.
Right.
So, you know, how do you prevent cancer? There are actually a lot of different types of aspects. One, oxygenation. One of the things that they find that if you are anemic and you have many different kinds of cancer, that if you are not anemic, you have a 50% greater survival rate. Why? Because the cancer cells do not grow in oxygenated tissue. So, you know, when you're talking about being anemic, I have so many people who come in and say, you know, as I'm going over their blood work, and you're anemic, and they say, oh, I've been that way for years. And my doctor says it's no big deal. It is a big deal. You should not be anemic. And there are 30 different nutritional products that can be involved in being anemic and finding out exactly which ones those are. You know, not only are you talking about iron, you're talking about B12, folic acid, B6, copper. There are so many different types of aspects that can go into that. And we can actually discover exactly what the nutritional deficiencies are through further blood testing and then take care of that anemia. There's always a reason for anemia. You're talking about oxygenation, a weakened immune system. We talked about that. A weakened immune system is just something that we're finding rampant in people's blood tests.
I was wondering that. You know, people's immune system is just being...
Assaulted,
yeah.
And that can just lead to so many different types of issues. First off, just the chronic fatigue. You know, I'm tired all the time. Well, having a weakened immune system causes fatigue. Matter of fact, that's one of the ways that you actually diagnose chronic fatigue is by a weakening of the immune system. So once you go below a certain point on your immune system, then you are officially diagnosed with chronic fatigue. So, you know, finding out exactly what people's immune system is a very important way to prevent cancer. Weakened immune system can also lead to cardiovascular disease because oftentimes infections in the arteries or even in the heart can actually lead to a lot of the cardiovascular symptoms. So, you know, we're talking about the number one and number two killer with the immune system. Besides all the other aspects that's involved with that.
Yeah.
You're talking about pH changes. We can actually pick that up in the lab tests that we do. And as the pH changes, then that can actually lead to cancer. You're also talking about toxicity. Are your kidneys and are your liver working up to par? Because you, if you have an accumulation of toxicity in your body, then you're going to have the situation where you can actually develop cancer and a lot of other different types of problems that actually occur. So finding out, is your detoxification up to par? And it shows up absolutely if in your blood test. So, you know, you put all those things together. Having the minerals up to par is also very important for prevention of cancer. So as we look at all these different types of things, there is, you know, people always talk about, well, all of a sudden, Joe developed cancer, and there was no warning, no signs.
Yeah, you hear that a lot.
And then, you know, in 3 months, they're dead. Well, that never happens.
Okay.
You always are talking about cancer developing over many year period. And if you look at the blood test, you can actually pick that up before it ever gets to that point. Get those things reversed, and people never know that we actually prevented them from actually developing a cancerous situation.
That's real powerful. Yeah.
It's very powerful. And then also, you know, as we look at the blood test, there are definite things that actually show up with cancer starting to develop that we can actually get on immediately.
Okay. Well, up next, Dr. Prather, let's talk about what is included, all that's included in the Prather Profile.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
You ever go to a brand new doctor, and the moment he walks in, you're like, no. No, this ain't gonna work out. I was sitting there, I'm nervous enough. Doctor walks in, all the buttons on his lab coat were off by one. If he can't nail that task, I don't think I want his doctor paws on me.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
There are lingering symptoms that people are having with COVID-19. About 30% of the people aren't getting completely well. We've had several people who came into our office. We did some testing on them, got them on some natural products, and got them over it. If you have had COVID-19 and have some lingering types of problems, go in there and actually get things checked. Some damage to the heart can occur, problems with circulation. So having a thorough checkup to make sure that you don't have any lingering problems. It's not necessarily in your head, but something that should be addressed and looked at thoroughly to find out what might be an underlying issue. Even some of the younger people are showing up some heart damage afterwards, especially getting your heart checked and making sure that there's nothing wrong with that is a very good idea.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
I was feeling so prepared. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Our show today is about blood work, the blueprint to your health. And we're focused specifically on a comprehensive blood analysis everyone should have annually called the Prather Profile, which we talked about. That's what the lab has named it. Mm-hmm. And there's other doctors using it. And that's not your first and last name.
No, last name.
Prather's your last name, right? Profile, is it? All right. So let's talk about, Dr. Prather, what is all included in the Prather Profile? I know when patients ask to see, we have a front and back page of everything that includes. It checks every organ system in the body. Mm-hmm. But let's go over specifically what the Prather Profile includes.
Well, I won't go through all the names of it, obviously, because I would definitely bore everyone and they would switch radio programs. You know, of course, one of the big things everybody wants to know is their cholesterol levels.
Right.
And we have the cholesterol divided up into several different parts so that we have a good picture of the whole thing. Cholesterol is a very important marker. Matter of fact, when I first started my practice, back before cholesterol was a big deal, I would talk to people about, their cholesterol is a real important marker for their coronary risk factor. And I got a lot of grief over that from medical doctors that, you know, what does cholesterol have to do with people's heart?
Mm.
So that was actually before it became a real popular type of thing. Now, of course, we look at cholesterol in a much different type of thing. We're actually looking at the ratio quite a bit. Matter of fact, actually having too low of cholesterol is more dangerous than having too high of cholesterol.
Interesting.
And can actually cause a fatigue situation because cholesterol is very important for maintaining cell wall integrity, for brain function.
Yeah, you need some cholesterol, right? It's there for a reason.
If you actually go below 90 on your cholesterol, you die.
Mm.
And if you go below 120, you are in chronic fatigue because the body isn't able to actually work that well. And this is for adults. And really, you shouldn't be under 140. Any adult should not be under 140.
But lower is better.
Yeah, it's not. The big thing that you're looking for is the ratio. You want the high-density lipoproteins to be at a good ratio with the LDL. You basically want the HDL to be about a third of your total cholesterol. Mm-hmm. Because the HDL actually carries three times as much cholesterol lipids mm-hmm. as the LDL. And
so a three to one ratio.
You're looking for that 3-to-1 ratio. And as long as you can maintain that, then no matter how high your cholesterol actually goes, then the healthier you are.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, they find that one of the common things for people who live to be, you know, the 120-year-olds, mm-hmm. is they all have cholesterol over 300.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a high HDL. That is a very big
factor.
Their
ratio is 3-to-1.
Their mm-hmm. ratio is good, so they don't have the coronary risk factor. But they have the high cholesterol, and high cholesterol actually is an anti-aging because it actually is a free radical scavenger.
Mm-hmm.
So when we actually look at the cholesterol, one of the things that we're not just looking to just to reduce it willy-nilly, but there's always an underlying reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
So the blood work that we do actually does show up if there is free radical pathology. And free radicals is where, I won't try to get too technical, but there's an electron that's gone free and starts to cause damage throughout mm-hmm. the body, which leads to can lead to cancer, coronary artery disease, premature aging, all sorts of different things that start to occur. And the cholesterol actually will actually raise up that. And if we can actually lower someone's free radical pathology through different supplementation, that's what they call antioxidants, because it's usually an oxygen molecule that loses its electron.
Oh.
And that's where they come up with the okay. antioxidants.
Uh-huh.
Then all of a sudden their cholesterol drops.
Mm-hmm.
There are other reasons for cholesterol going high. If you actually have lowered hormones, it's a very common thing, or if you have a diseased liver. So looking at the liver enzymes, getting the liver fixed, then all of a sudden you have normal cholesterol levels.
It must be fun to really understand blood work and see, because you're not just looking at one thing, you're looking at
you have to have the
how they interact.
Picture. Right.
This is our physiology, right?
Exactly.
This is our blueprint.
Blueprint to your physiology.
Yeah.
And I have to take the individual parts and then put them together into the total picture.
Mm-hmm.
So the cholesterol actually will correlate with a lot of different types of areas. And it could be something that's going on. The reason that the cholesterol goes high could be something from the kidneys. It could be a type 4 hyperlipidemia, which would mean pancreatic. It could be a hormonal type of issue. It could be a liver type of issue. It could be a free radical issue.
Mm-hmm.
All of those different types of things, because you remember cholesterol is the building block.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have damage in some type of an organ, then the cholesterol is naturally going to rise to because you have a demand for healing in that particular organ. But if it's not working correctly, then you get an accumulation of the cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's actually very important.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes sense. Total sense.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So there are many different reasons for cholesterol to go high. And you have to put the whole picture together to actually determine what that problem is.
Mm-hmm. You need to treat the whole person.
Right. And as we can get,
yeah.
You know, now there are times where you need something that is a cholesterol lowering factor until you can get the organ healed. But that shouldn't, being on cholesterol medicine for long periods of time, it is not necessary if you approach this from a structure function.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the truths about pharmaceuticals is the more pharmaceuticals that you take, the longer you take them, the more likely you are to develop a disease from the pharmaceutical itself.
Mm-hmm.
And all pharmaceuticals eventually will cause different side effects. So you need to actually, you know, pharmaceuticals can be very necessary, but you need to be off of them as quickly as possible and taking the fewest number as you possibly can. And that should always be the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, good. Now let's talk about, I know that's a big part of the Prather profile. What else is included? What are you looking at?
Well, one of the things that we see quite a bit of is the kidneys. You know, so we've got a good picture of the kidneys. The big thing that we're looking at is a combination of the blood urea nitrogen, the creatinine, and then we have something called a glomerular filtration rate, which is the gold standard of evaluating the kidneys. Now, one of the big things that occurs, and as I tell people, especially as they are having high blood pressure, is that 70% of the time, high blood pressure is actually coming, hypertension is coming from the kidneys. So looking at the kidneys, seeing what's going on, and as we can change the kidney numbers, then we can actually get the hypertension under control. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, we take a lot of people off of high blood pressure medicine, which almost everybody is extremely glad, because high blood pressure medicine causes a lot of side effects, and the symptoms aren't, the symptoms of the high blood pressure medicine is not pleasant. Mm-hmm. So finding out what the underlying problem, actually fixing it, is a much better way of actually treating hypertension than actually just the pharmaceutical. Now, obviously, if you have morbid hypertension, trying to get that under control as quickly as possible, but then not just ignoring it at that point, but then taking it to a much deeper level, get those kidneys up. Now, interestingly enough, the glomerular filtration rate is...
Is there an abbreviation for that?
GFR.
Okay.
The GFR is a very good indicator of your biological age.
Hmm.
And we can actually use that as a very strong predictor on how long you'll live.
Are you going to give out what that should look like?
Well, that's sort of a complicated, but it's actually a pretty standard type of thing. Matter of fact, the lab used to actually give that to me because I asked them to, until the FDA said, oh, we don't want you doing that. But
because it might help somebody.
I know. But that is something that you can actually have a very strong correlation on. So, that's a very important part. And, I can actually tell how vital someone is, how much energy they have, by how their kidneys are functioning.
Mm.
So as we can raise that up, there's a huge change that occur in people's health and well-being.
Well, I think of that one patient came in thinking he had low back pain.
Yes.
And you ended up having, just on an exam,
right,
sent him to the emergency room.
Well, yes, that was, and if we hadn't gotten him to the emergency room right then, he would have lost his kidney.
Hmm.
So, being aware of that, and especially as a chiropractor, being aware of the kidney function as an important factor in back pain is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And being aware of its role in hypertension and fatigue is actually very important. We had also talked then about the liver.
Mm-hmm.
We get very, very good picture of exactly what's going on with the liver. And when we can actually get the liver cleaned up, it's amazing how much better you feel. Mm-hmm. That sort of that toxic feeling,
mm-hmm.
Where you just kind of feel run down and yucky, and headaches can actually kick off on that. Also hormonal issues.
Okay. Well, when we come back, let's talk more about what the Prather Profile covers.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What advice do you have for someone out there who has a goal of losing weight?
Well, I think having a clear goal on what you're trying to achieve is very important. And not just to think about weight loss in and of itself, but also just getting healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's should be a full package that you're trying to actually achieve, because there are some very effective means out there of just dropping pounds.
Right.
But oftentimes when that can occur, you actually lose muscle or organ mass or other different types of things that's actually going to put you into a worse position than what you were before. Most people that actually diet, that do regular weight loss type programs, wind up in 5 years worse off than if they had never done anything. And that's the fault of the educator or the doctor who's actually supervising that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are really looking to do is to truly lose the fat percentage, change the metabolism of the body and make this more of a permanent and a healthy type of a weight loss where you're actually losing the fat, not just losing weight, and then also getting the body balance so it can maintain that.
Right. So, and I like what you said, not just a goal of a number or, you know, weight, but a goal like some of these clients that we've had with the weight loss program, they wanted to be able to play with their grandchildren, or they wanted to be able to get back into their biking again. Sure. You know, those kind of goals, though, also, you know, beside.
Yeah, and goals are very important, and having the habits, one of the things that always when you have weight loss is you need a coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need help on those types of things. Anyone who's going into something like this, trying to do that on your own is a very difficult type of thing.
In our program, you have a weekly coaching meeting.
And also getting a thorough physical before you start. That's a very important type of thing. Get your blood work analyzed. Make sure that you actually know the situation of your health before you start. And that's one of the things that we offer in our office, our combination of all those things. And that's why we have such a high success rate.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Our show today is about blood work, the blueprint to your health, and we're focused specifically on a comprehensive blood analysis everyone should have annually called the Prather Profile. The Prather Profile, we were talking about what's all included in that. It's a very comprehensive test. You went to the lab and they put that profile together that you wanted, called it the Prather Profile. But before we went to break, we were talking about what is included in that. You talked about, you know, things that you're looking for with cholesterol, blood pressure, kidney liver.
Function. Liver. Yeah, one of the things that's very interesting about the liver that we can actually get is a lot of women with hormonal issues.
Mm-hmm.
If your liver is actually...
No, not that I know. Women and hormonal issues.
the hormones are a very delicate balance, you know, to actually work correctly. And one of the things that is very important is that you actually have a properly functioning liver to balance out the hormones. The fine-tuning of the hormonal system is actually accomplished by the liver. The liver can make small amounts of any hormone that you actually need, and it also will destroy any hormones that are in excess. So one of the things that we find for hot flashes is if I can get, you know, if the basic hormones are in pretty close proximity, if you can get the liver working correctly, where it's actually in a normal range, then all of a sudden those hot flashes go away. And the reason is because any excess hormones are actually destroyed and any deficiencies are actually added in by the liver. So it actually picks up and then fine-tunes it.
Mm.
So you can actually be working on the hormones all day long and say, you know, it's just not quite working right, doc.
Mm-hmm.
But once we can get the liver all balanced out, it's like, oh, wow, you know, I've got so much relief.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an awful lot involved in the liver, and the liver is the detoxification of the body. And if you actually have that liver working correctly, where it's at its optimum, you really avoid a lot of the issues in your system because you're constantly being able to detox. So looking at that is a very important type of aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the bilirubin, if you can make sure that the drainage of the bile is going from the liver into the bowels, that does wonders for the functioning of the bowels.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, a lot of constipation's fixed that way. So, you know, we can actually look at the liver function. We can look at the biliary system for the bile function into the bowels. We can look at the kidneys, which is very important, the cholesterol levels. We can actually get a very good picture of the overall hormones of the body with the Prather profile. So we can get an indication, first off, are the hormones an issue? And then in which direction do we really need to go with the hormones in actually getting that fixed? Mm-hmm. So we can tell exactly what's going on with that with the Prather profile. Now, we might need some further testing, but we definitely have a great idea. And as an example for the hormonal system, I had a gentleman who was actually a very good public speaker who came into my office and had been doing it all of his life, but had really been burning the candle at both ends. Mm. And as we were able to do his evaluation, I says, you know, you are in adrenal fatigue. Mm-hmm. You know, your adrenals have just, you know, you've been going on overdrive. You've worn out your adrenals, and we need to rebuild those. And as we can rebuild those, then you can actually start to function again. Because one of the things is he would get up in front of a crowd, and this had never happened to him before. He would start shaking. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't able to function. He wasn't able to talk. And he was like, you know, what's going on here? Got him on some adrenal support and got those working well, and everything came back, you know.
But through the blood work, you saw that his adrenals were...
Exactly. Shot. And he had already been to 3 or 4 doctors trying to figure out, and all they wanted to do was put him on antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications. And he says, I was not doing well on those. And instead of, you know, that again, it's a treating of the symptoms and instead of actually going to the root of the problem. Mm-hmm. Another thing that we actually have seen quite a bit is a abnormality in the hormones. And we've seen that in women and in men. One of the things that even if you aren't into, really severe changes, where you don't actually need a pharmaceutical for that, but even the slight change within the thyroid, there are perfect numbers that the thyroid is supposed to be at. And the pituitary thyroid stimulating hormone, the T3 uptake, several different factors, the different tests that we put within the Prather profile to actually see how the body is shifting. And we can actually tell if someone's estrogen dominant, if they're, sometimes men's testosterone can actually be too high. Mm-hmm. And that can actually cause some anxiety issues. Also, it can cause issues with sexual performance. Mm-hmm. And as we can get everything balanced out, everything starts working better.
That's what homeostasis is.
That's right. What homeostasis is. You can have too much. And it's not just the level of the hormones that we're looking at, but also the balance between the hormones that is extremely important.
And you see a lot of people with thyroid issues, too.
I
know we're the goiter capital of the world. Here in Indiana.
In Indiana, it's extremely high. And I would probably say that 80% of, well, it's actually higher. We hardly find anyone who is coming in with a balanced hormonal system.
Wow.
So getting that balanced out makes a very big difference and is oftentimes the root of people's problems. Mm-hmm. So hormones are always, involved, just they did a study on women with depression. Mm-hmm. And they found that 80% of the time, depression is kicked off by hormones. Mm-hmm. Anxiety is the leading reason for anxiety in patients that we have coming in is having to do with a hormonal imbalance.
So once you get those hormones in balance.
Yeah, you see a complete change in people's symptoms and how they're actually behaving and how they're feeling.
And you've seen them come off those antidepressants. And
absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, again, we're getting to the root of the problem. The antidepressants, the anti-anxiety can be very good for a short-term type of a relief, but it's not getting to the cause of the problem.
Right.
So getting to that cause of the problem is extremely important. Mm-hmm. When you are actually under stress, one of the things that occurs is there's a higher need for different types of activities in the body. Mm-hmm. So if you're in depression or you have an anxiety type of situation kicked off by the hormones, or it's just a very stressful condition, one of the things is that you actually burn up more minerals than you normally do.
Mm-hmm.
One gentleman who his wife actually sent in to me, she says, you know, I want you to do a thorough blood test on my husband. The business was that he was in was going under. There was a lot of stress within the business, and three gentlemen within the business, a large company, had heart attacks.
Wow.
And two of them had actually died.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, you know, I want to find out.
She wants to save her husband.
Yeah, what's going on? And he came in, and one of the things that occurs for men when they're under stress is they eat up magnesium just like candy.
So your body's eating it up.
The body's eating
literally.
Right. The body's actually the body's actually eating up magnesium because magnesium is a natural nerve relaxant. So if someone's under stress, then the body actually is using a lot of the magnesium to try to keep that under control. So there's actually a loss on that. And when he came in, we got we did the blood test on him. The lab called me and said, you know, we need to get a hold of this guy mm-hmm. immediately because he could have a heart attack any second because his magnesium was so low.
Mm-hmm.
So we got him on his cell phone and told him to stop at the nearest health food store mm-hmm. and buy magnesium and start taking it. And he said, well, which one? I said, all of them. and start taking them mm-hmm. and got his magnesium back up. But literally, that was a situation where if he had continued, maybe even another day, he wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
Because magnesium, if you go too low on that, then you can get a constriction of an artery, mm-hmm. Usually in the heart, and you can just be gone just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they talk about, those stress heart attacks, those men in their later 40s, 50s.
On the golf course, 60s, on the tennis court.
Right, because they're actually, you know, already stressed. Mm-hmm. Low on the magnesium, and then they're in some type of physical activity, which actually burns up even more, drops too low, and then you have a constriction, and you're done.
And so that you can see on the blood work also.
We can see that on the blood work and pick that up. Muscle spasms, a lot of different types of things, twitching in the eyes.
You know, and the other thing I need to let our listeners know, we get our blood work back within 24 hours. So there's no waiting. We get people right back in to review it with them and then discuss supplementation because the treatment, okay, now we got the blueprint. We know what's going on, but you're not going to get better until you have the treatment.
Right.
And we do supplementation.
And we, of course, approach that from a structure function aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we aren't doing the pharmaceuticals. If people actually do need a pharmaceutical, and oftentimes they do, you know, for short-term type of help, then we send out for that to their regular MD. But for our office, what we are looking for is to find a means of actually healing the organ itself. So we do the normal types of things that you think about, the minerals, which are extremely important, the vitamins, the fatty acids, the proteins that are extremely necessary. Also, we do herbals. We do homeopathics. We also do animal products. You know, basically, a lot of it is concentrated foods.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to emphasize that to people. This is a concentrated food. And sometimes they'll sit there and say, well, can't I get it from my regular food? Mm-hmm. And I give them a list of everything that they would need to eat to get the same thing. And
The amount.
Right, the amount that they would need. And they say, I think I'll just take the pills because it's cheaper uh-huh. and it's a lot easier to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, then we also talk about diet, exercise, all those types of things to actually achieve that normal, healthy balance, that homeostasis that we're looking for.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.